All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your power. And Lord God, we thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We are grateful and we are thankful, Lord God, for your mercy, your grace, your love, and compassion. And Lord, we ask that you would have your way today in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, we pray for those that are sick in their bodies that need healing. We ask that healing would be granted in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, those that are seeking jobs and homes and different things like that, Lord God, we ask that you would bless in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, we ask that you would pour out your power, your anointing, and your favor in the name of Yeshua. And we pray that your name would be exalted today in Yeshua's mighty name. Now, Father, let your blessing be upon the teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again. As you know, I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. As you know, we're living in the last days. Perilous times are here. The return of Yeshua is imminent. It's extremely important that we have to be about the Father's business. There's much work to be done. Saints, today is a special day. I have some special guests in the studio with me here today, and we're going, you know, this program is called Straight from His Word, and I'm always praying. And the scripture I want to use today before I introduce my guests is found in Matthew chapter 7. Verse number 7, as you know, I'm always praying for God to bless His people with jobs, promotions, and different things like that. And in Matthew 7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to those that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you should that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and of the prophets." I have three special guests in my studio today joining me from Boeing. And I want to introduce, we have Monzel McWilliams.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, sir. We have Mike Weimer.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And we have Steve English.
Appreciate you having us.
How y'all doing today?
Blessed.
Great.
All right. Yeah. They've joined me here in the studio, you know, saying that I had an opportunity to partner with Monzel. I've known him for years. And a young man of faith, and God has done some tremendous things in his life. And they're here, and they're going to talk about some of the exciting things that are going on at Boeing, with the job opportunities and educational opportunities, all the things that, you know, we're living in a time where a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people need good jobs. Yeah. You know, a lot of people was displaced by COVID, and a lot of people lost their jobs during COVID. So, saints, you know, I'm praying. And so instead of saying just be warmed and be filled, we're going to talk about some opportunities that if you're looking for a job, you're going to know where to go. And these gentlemen are going to talk about the opportunities, and we're going to go from there. We're going to free flow a little bit. I'm going to open the floor up for Mr. McWilliams, talk about a little bit about himself, share his testimony a little bit, and see how the Lord wants to take this show. Mr. McWilliams, the floor is yours.
Hey, thank you, Doc. We're really glad to be here. And I think you hit the nail on the coffin. We really are excited to share our stories and, you know, communicate with the audience of how Boeing has really impacted our life. You know, there's about probably about 60 years of experience just in this room from Boyne. And, you know, we talk about faith and diversity. We represent a global company. And once again, diversity, this is a Christian broadcast. And in my opinion, aviation is for everyone, all walks of life, whatever gender you are. And we're proud to represent that. Like you said, I've known you for, God, almost more than half of my life. And you've been an inspiration and walked out what your life is going to be if you kind of commit to your dreams and your goals. For me, you know, as a teenager, I've had some challenges in my life, and I started turning things around mid-20s. I'm really thankful because it provided me some extreme work ethics to even qualify myself to work for Boeing. And there were some challenges I had to overcome just to even apply. And I'm so glad I did, because once I applied, my life really started to move in the right direction. I started off as a mechanic and became a team leader and had an opportunity to be in management. And in every transition, I started creating great relationships, right? And today is a snapshot of what those relationships look like. I have my great friend, Mr. Stephen English, sitting to the right of me, and he's my manager positionally, but he's my leader and my friend. I told him the other day, and I'm talking about Michael Weimer, I said, I love you, man. I said, I don't know if that's appropriate in the corporate world, but it really signifies how this company really cares for you. And I'm able to freely operate in my gifts and talents. And that's some of the things we want to talk about today and just really welcome you into this family as we kind of move on throughout this radio broadcast. So thank you for having me, Doc.
Hey, man, it's good to be here. Steve, would you like to say anything about who you are?
Yeah, so Steve English, Boeing was interesting for me because before I had joined Boeing, I was in the military. I was in the Navy. And I was grew up in California, so actually about 6 months before I started at Boeing, I never heard of it.
Okay.
Because I came from low income. The best job growing up was going to be a UPS driver, because you didn't need a degree or anything like that. So when I joined the Navy, it gave me a new perspective of life. When I got out and I heard about Boeing and what they did and what they offer, I wanted in. The diversification, the education, being able to be who you are and be comfortable in doing that, the land opportunity was a great opportunity, and since then it's been remarkable. Sometimes I pretend like I should probably write all this stuff down, like of the milestones and steps and stuff like that, just from the, you know, the good, the bad, the roadblock. It's really been like a story, a very impactful story. So my daughter actually starts real soon, so I was the first generation, so
cool.
We'll be able to start a tradition.
Great.
Wow.
Mike?
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up love of aviation. I had an uncle, he was in the Army, he flew planes, and he used to take me, I grew up in Denver, he would take me to the local Air Force base, and we would watch airplanes take off. And from a young age, I just loved the idea of trying to center myself around doing something that had to do with aviation. I didn't know what that looked like, but I knew that every time I flew on an airplane, every time I saw anything that was defying, you know, the laws of gravity like that, was just exciting. And I didn't know what that path looked like, but my wife said, hey, you're going to move out to Seattle with me. I want to get closer to family. I didn't know what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I found an opportunity at Boeing, and it aligned exactly with what I wanted to be doing. You know, every day I get to walk into the building, and the second I see an airplane, it just brings warmth, right? It's like, man, this is the coolest place in the world. and I get to go walk up and I can touch an airplane. I can feel that energy every day I walk in. And that's been, you know, just amazing. And, you know, as Monzel said, the relationships, I got some of the best friends that I've had in my life that I've met through work. And every day I go to work, I'm with my people. I'm with my friends, with my family. You know, Monzel told me he loved me a couple weeks ago. And and everyone would think that that's a weird thing, right, in a corporate environment.
Yeah.
And I didn't even hesitate back. I said, you know what, Monzel, I love you too, man. And through the relationships that we've built, we're continuing to grow, the both of us, professionally, spiritually, family goals, everything. You know, the company has a lot of opportunities, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But, you know, because of the financial opportunities, the, you know, ability to feel financially sound as yes. well as challenged, it makes me go home and, you know, feel comfortable with all things at home. So when I am at work, it's fun to go to work, right?
Exactly.
Right. So I got a question to ask. You know, there's a big push about equity, inclusion, and diversity. How does Boeing promote diversity and inclusion in the workplace?
I'll take that one. I'll start speaking since I want to say about 2020, when really the media started really reflecting on, I'll call it, the insecurities of the world, because different nationalities. Boeing actually created a unique type of training that you wouldn't see in the atmosphere, where it was like real type of environment, real type of scenarios that really happened. And we had to have, we were having, I'll call it difficult conversations, because it was unique to the atmosphere. But it was very powerful, very impactful. We have different clubs and themes throughout the year to celebrate everybody and get everybody passionate behind it. The leadership, our leadership collectively comes together and do events in the community. We have special religious accommodations for those who require it, especially like on certain days of the week and certain times. It's been super impactful. Boeing provides what I call a peace of mind. You can be who you are. You can be whoever you are, along with your family, or not, and you don't have to worry about being judged. You don't have to worry about anything but being who you are as an authentic person. And it's only grown even more and more over the years. And I think more in the community, people are starting to see it. You start seeing it more on LinkedIn. You know, our company is very transparent in that regard. And we support one another, no matter who we are. So it's been really, really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what kind of training and development programs does Boeing offer to its employees?
Yeah, I'll take that one. So, you know, we have a whole multitude of training. You know, I'll break it up probably into two different categories. The first one would be, you know, personal professional development that would be outside of Boeing. So at Boeing, right when you start, you're eligible to enter what we call our Learning Together program. And through that LTP, Learning Together program, you get the ability to, you could go to college, you could go get your 4-year degree. And the beauty of that is, you know, Boeing's going to pay for that while you're working, you're going to be able to go to school. So there's a lot of people that we work with that have, you know, just amazing stories that never thought that that was even an opportunity. You know, the financial means of that was always a blockade, a barricade, you know, the time commitment, everything like that. And, you know, people will go, they'll, you know, maybe take 4 to 6 years as opposed to that traditional path, because you're working full time and you're going to school. But they'll go and they'll put in that extra hard work. They're going to get that degree and they walk out. And, you know, it's strong for us. We get, you know, people leveled up in that environment where yes. they're going to learn those additional skills. But it's also, it's a benefit for that employee, because, you know, not everybody's going to go to the same job, stay somewhere for 30 years. You know, you might end up going to a different company. You're going to stay internal to the company. But because you put that investment into the company, put that investment into you, you now have that additional opportunity. And then internally, we have a ton of different venues for training and development. You know, we train all of our mechanics. That's the first thing. We're going to make sure that anybody that gets hired is going to have the necessary skills that they need in order to be successful. So we're always doing our technical training. But then from a development aspect, we have, you know, two or three different leadership development programs where people will come in, get paired up with a mentor. That mentor will teach people, you know, here's the way that I would do things. Here's how you can do things. And you can really start to pick apart what sets you different as a leader, what sets you different as an individual that, you know, hey, I'm not going to do things that way, but I really like the way that this person frames these type of things. So tons of different opportunities. And, you know, Boeing's the biggest company in the world from an aspect of different venues you can go down. You know, we have doctors that work at Boeing. We have security guards, fire and EMTs. We have law department. You can start at the company as a mechanic and you could think that's all I'm going to do for my whole life. And 20 years later, you could be, you know, a corporate lawyer. You could be managing hundreds of people. And, you know, not very many companies, because of the size of what we are, you know, you can have 7-8 different careers with the same company while you're here.
Dang, it sounds like I need to come work for Boeing.
So, can you share some of the examples of career growth opportunities available at Boeing?
So this is what excites me about working for Boeing, right? You know, you heard Steve talk about the diversity and Mike really communicated to us about the education and the development. You know, when I started off as Boeing, I was a mechanic, right? I had no airplane experience and I just had a dream. I had a dream of becoming a leader. The team leader, jumping into quality and being a first line manager, right? And what excites me about working for Boeing is there is no limitations on what you can accomplish. I walked into this company in 2007 and everything was just so fresh to me. And what I'm most proud of is, you know, I mentioned there were things I wanted to accomplish. And it was like, you know, you play sports and you maybe you score a touchdown and the crowd is going crazy, right? I just had an idea of wanting to be better, right? And I just had tremendous support from great leaders that really helped me develop and grow me into these different positions. And after over 16 years, that same culture is still present. There's things that I'm continually wanting to produce and to develop. And I have a rally of people coaching, mentoring, through education. The culture of diversity is just, it feels like a miracle. Sometimes I pinch myself that we walk into these factories and we see the airplane and we see the opportunities for more. Like, there is no limits. And, you know, when we're out recruiting, and this is a perfect platform, you know, this is our lives. You know, we are here because we care. And we want to expand this experience with everyone that we encounter. So,
and that's great. That's great. That sounds very awesome. I want to talk about any upcoming events and things that you're promoting and things that you're doing. So, whoever want to jump on that one and talk about some of the exciting things that you're doing. Tell the audience what's going on at Boeing.
All right. I can take the lead this one just real quick. So we got some back-to-back events in July. We're going to be at the Delta Hotel, 3105 Pine Street in Everett, Washington, between the hours of 11 a.m.
at 3 p.m. on July 13th and July 29th. And we also have a hiring event on August 10th, which is going to be, August 19th at the Everett Mall between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And we're also going to be in Lynnwood Convention Center from the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And we can give you more addresses for that. But I'm really excited about these events because they're all walk-ins, right? You can come in, bring your resume, respond to this radio broadcast and show up. These are really life-changing events, these four events that we've all been a part of. And I kind of want to, you know, shift a little bit and maybe have Steve and Mike kind of share some of their experiences from these events. It's really impacting the community when we get together and we have these hiring events.
I spoke about the energy that you get from when you see an airplane. Personally, to me, the energy at the recruiting events is just, it's palpable, right? You can feel it. You're in there and you're changing people's lives, right? There's people that have been grinding. They maybe thought that Boeing was never an opportunity. And, you know, when Monzel talks about that walk-in event and described it, you know, it's kind of that concierge feel of you're going to come in, you're going to walk us through your resume, and we're going to sit there and spend the time with you to say, here's what I see as your strengths. Here's what I see that you have professionally, personally, and these are what I think that your strengths fit to in order to get employment with the company, and these are the jobs that I think you should apply to. And instead of normally just saying, hey, go to apply to this and we'll follow back up with you, we have our entire team that's going to be there from an HR perspective, everything that's going to expedite the process. So it'll go from a resume review. The team from HR is going to sit there and look at everything to make sure that all of the necessary qualifications are met, and then they're going to walk you right over to an interview booth. You'll have an interview manager in there. Usually it's someone like Steve, myself, and we're going to really sit there with you. And it's not a normal job interview, right? It doesn't feel like you're getting, you know, grilled and you walk out with your hands sweating, right? You're not the palm sweat nervousness. It's a, you know, we're really trying to make sure that you got the right fit for you to be successful. Because the last thing that I want to have happen is have someone come in that isn't going to succeed, and they're going to end up wasting their time personally, yeah, professionally, right? So we're trying to make sure that person's got the right fit when it comes to mechanical aptitude. And to be an aircraft builder, it doesn't mean that you've had to work on airplanes before.
Hey, we're winding down right now. Where can they reach you, yeah, and make contact with you?
Well, we are all on LinkedIn.
Yep.
And I think it would be great to start there. My name is Monzel McWilliams, M-O-N-Z-E-L-L-E, McWilliams, M-C-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. You can find me on LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram. And we can start there, and we can channel from there.
Okay. Saints, this is a great opportunity. I have to close up now, but I'll be praying for you. Pray for the return of the Lord Yeshua. His return is imminent. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. If you want to bless us, please bless us. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.